Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, it's going to be mainly sunny. We'll have a little warmer conditions than we had yesterday. High of about 78 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 63. Same thing in Burlington. Milwaukee 65 and at 65 in Racine. 3300 block of North Main Street in Racine, blocked for a time early this morning. A down power line and part of a rather large tree. 911 call started coming into the dispatch center at Ice Grove just after 3 a.m. A first arriving police officer said, yep, there's a wire down in the road, sparking and smoking. Closer look revealed also a large tree branch was also down on the ground. We Energies contacted, came in to deal with a live wire. That got the first attention. Then the city's Park and Rec Office, which handles the tree trimming activities, they were brought in to deal with the tree branch itself. Traffic, meanwhile, detoured for the duration of that response. In Racine County Circuit Court, the man accused of raping a woman during a home invasion in Sturtevant gets 30 years in prison. 21-year-old Omar Aldape pleading guilty in April to charges of first-degree sexual assault and armed robbery with the use of force referenced the incident that occurred in November of 2013. Aldape was one of three men who forced their way into the victim's home, demanded money. Two of the men drove the victim's husband to an ATM to withdraw money. The woman, meanwhile, violently assaulted. Aldape was identified through DNA recovered at the scene. Circuit Court Judge John Jude gave him 10 years of extended supervision as well once he gets out of prison. Kenosha police arresting a 16-year-old boy as he slept in his father's apartment in connection with the armed robbery of a homeless man that happened this week at Wolf and Butte Park on the city's lakefront. The boy, who is known to police because of prior encounters, allegedly pulled a gun on the 51-year-old victim, grabbed the man around the neck, choked him, stole a wallet and phone, then threw him to the ground. Police developing a tentative ID, and as part of today's culture, they check social media. The boy's Facebook page, reportedly filled with photographs of him with guns and other weapons, as well as gang references. He remains in juvenile detention at this point. Two other teens with him at the time of the robbery are also being sought. In Fond du Lac County Circuit Court, 62-year-old Kenosha truck driver Dennis Brantner reportedly tried to run as law enforcement was strengthening its case against him in reference to the 1990 murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck. Michael Brantner testifying to a 2014 phone call in which his brother said he was in Iowa and was in a lot of trouble.
I just told him that he should come on home so we can, whatever it was, we get it straightened out, but him running wasn't doing any good.
Defense attorney Craig Powell asked the woman who was living with Brantner at the time if she thought he was running because police were accusing him of murder.
And he was freaking out and scared because some cops came to your house and accused him of a murder he knew nothing about, right?
Correct.
The murder trial is continuing in Fond du Lac County. Barrett Beck, of course, disappeared almost 26 years ago, driving from Sturtevant to a work-related seminar in Appleton. The father of two boys, with him on a vacation from California, admits that he left their rental car running with the keys inside while going into a Pleasant Prairie gas station convenience store with his older boy because, Nick Manassas said, it was 2 in the morning. He didn't see any risk to it. A short time later, that SUV with his 9-year-old son sleeping in the back seat was leaving the parking lot driven by a stranger, whom police say took advantage of a situation that many other drivers present at any given time. The thief taking that vehicle to Illinois, where Lake County Sheriff's deputies later stopped it along I-294 in Des Plaines and arrested 58-year-old Kenosha resident Michael Newhouse. The 9-year-old reportedly still asleep when the ordeal ended. Yesterday afternoon in Racine, a fire at the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on 21st Street at the lakefront under investigation because fire units had to come in to deal with a fire in the boys' bathroom. The building was evacuated. Crews got inside, and once they did, the flames were out within a matter of minutes. A few of the lockers, though, affected, according to a news release, the damage estimated at about $1,500. A little higher damage amount in Kenosha County, with several fire departments called out to the 13,000 block of 60th Street. That's on the Paris-Bristol line. A pole barn was on fire. Responding sheriff's deputies and fire crews said they could see a lot of smoke from far away. That barn, reportedly containing equipment, on-scene occupants at one point were reportedly going back in to try to drag some of it out. Structure also near another barn that contained animals. In Milwaukee, city leaders are going to be talking about fireworks and the ban on the 4th of July that's coming up. The aldermen and officials with the police and fire departments are going to hold a news conference trying to inform the public about the penalties and the dangers of possessing fireworks. Those found in possession, by the way, could face fines in Milwaukee of up to $1,000. And in Burlington, a citywide yard sale coming up July the 29th and 30th, and the Common Council has decided let's allow yard sale signs in the right-of-way. Not normally allowed, and we'll see how much cleanup is going to be needed afterward. Administrator Karina Walters during the council meeting acknowledging it'll be a bit of a pilot effort.
As we allow this opportunity, we make sure that we put it on all of our social media outlets, that we engage the Chamber of Commerce, that we engage all of those as we see the individuals out there to put out, to pick up. I think the only way we're going to know whether or not this weekend truly worked is to see how it looks at the end of the weekend.
The item discussed as a committee of the whole discussion earlier in the month, then it was voted on this week by the full Burlington Council. The contract work for Racine Unified on its three new schools, according to the latest report to the Board of Education, showed improvement from a few months ago, the goals being 50% local workers, 20% minority, and 10% minority contractors. At the end of April, with an average 64% completion on the projects, Barb Riley of Riley Construction said that the local hiring component was better.
There's an enormous amount of work that is being put in place, or has been put in place in April and May, and yet June and July, it'll start to fall off. But a lot of the minority man hours will be going into place. Asphalt paving, the landscaping, roofing is pretty much complete.
On minority contractors, Riley said, "We knew in the beginning we weren't going to make it." Our USD Chief Operations Officer Dave Hazen said that despite the known problem finding those qualified minority contractors, the overriding hiring goal, though, has been local workers.
We could have gone to Milwaukee or Chicago and brought in minority firms that would have reached this goal, but then that would have hurt us on the goal of the local workers. So we made that choice to go with the local and do what we could with this goal. But it has highlighted some issues in the community that we need to develop more minority entrepreneurs, more minority businesses.
The school board also was told that the incoming high school academies this fall, that could be connected to the goal of increased student engagement on contract work in the future. And it appears just about all the ducks are in a row for creation of a housing development geared at veterans in Racine's Uptown District. That's in the historic industrial buildings north of 16th Street at the railroad tracks. Sarah Beck with Herman and Kittle thanking the council this week for approving the developer's agreement for what is simply called the 1520 Clark Street project.
On behalf of Herman and Kittle Properties and Lutheran Social Services of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan, this project I feel will be a catalyst for the revitalization of Uptown, which I'm excited to be sharing the TID with.
Noting that the project is incorporated into that new TIF district in the Uptown area, she said the last piece of financing is also on the horizon. The one-time Ajax Company complex to be converted into 74 apartments aimed at housing veterans. It's a project valued at close to $18 million. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.